giving all glory and honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Reverend Rogers, to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church family. Hello, my name is Jack Horn with this week's Fruitful Talk from the Pew. Continue with our base scripture, Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. This week I come to talk about the spirit of the fruit, peace. Peace, freedom from worrying through Jesus Christ. Protection from tribulations. Peace drives out fear. Peace is not attained physically or through the world, but only through Jesus Christ. John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Jesus giving peace to let us know that we are going to go through some tribulations. Anxiety or medical sickness, burden of losing your job, tragedy of a sudden loss of a family member, stress on the job, just to name a few tribulations that we face on a day-to-day basis. Going through these trials, we have to seek Jesus, who is our peace. John 33, these things I've spoken unto you, that in me ye may have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Peace is comfort, knowing that through Jesus Christ, everything is under control. Here Jesus says that in me ye might have peace. When I see this, I think of a person who goes to a counselor to talk about deep mental problems that happened when there was a child, or a couple who goes to a counselor, a marriage counselor, to talk about the problems they have between the two. We have to talk, we have to take our tribulations to God, and he shall provide the peace to keep us. Philippians 4:6-7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. In conclusion, I leave you with this. To know Jesus is to know peace.